Chapter 9, Mishnah 2. Okay, so we said in the last Mishnah that you're not allowed to plant truma, right? You have to eat it, drink it, or anoint with it, the kohen, but he wasn't allowed to plant it. If he planted it, so the product of truma, according to Torah law, what grew up, according to Torah law, was not truma anymore. It was normal produce. It was chulin. But the rabbis came along, and we'll see in the next Mishnahs, they added a whole lot of stringencies. They kind of almost made it like truma in many respects. But because they could only do that rabbinically, they caught in this like catch 22. Because according to Torah law, it's not truma, but the rabbis tried to treat it as truma. It says this mission of Achavis Beleket of the Shecho Bepeah. Because according to Torah law, it's not truma, so you still got to leave the gifts for the poor. If it was proper truma, so okay. I mean, you know, they couldn't override the gifts for the poor. Let's put it that way. Vanir Yisrael, vanir Kohanim Melaktim. But what they did do was they said that poor people, normal Yisraelim, and poor priests could pick the produce. Vanir Yisrael Merchan Eshelahim LeKohanim B'Demei Truma V'Adamim Shelahim. But then what they had to do was the poor, the non-priests who picked the produce had to sell it to priests for the value of truma, right? So that's how they instituted it. Rabbi Tarfon Omer, he says, you lack to ela ani kohanim. He says, no, the only poor kohanim were allowed to pick this produce. Shem yishkechu v'yitnu l'soch b'im. Because perhaps the Israelim will forget that they're supposed to be treating this like truma, rabbinical truma, and they'll be eating it. And we don't want that. So Rabbi Tarfon had a different view to what we just said. He said, only poor kohanim are allowed to eat it. Amalo Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva said to him, Im Kain, if you want to start applying rules like that, lo yelak to ela tohorim, you would only let pure kohanim gather if you worry that they're going to eat it. So we don't apply rules like that, says Rabbi Akiva. Brings the kaatiyah at the end that the Rambam paskins like Rabbi Akiva in the first opinion, meaning that anybody could pick it, but if a Jew picked it, a normal Yisrael, he would have to sell it, and to a kohen for the value of truma, which was a lower value than normal produce. He could keep the money. The kohen got this rabbinical truma, and Shalom al Yisrael.